In the Harry Potter books, owls are used to deliver messages to other people, much like pigeons used to do. When the film, based on the best-selling books about the adventures of Harry Potter, is first released this month, British animal protection groups fear that Harry Potter's lovable messenger, the pet owl, will steal the show and lead to a surge of interest in keeping owls as pets. They fear that when people realize the difficulty of keeping an owl as a pet, the owls will be abandoned or released into the outdoors, where they most likely will starve to death. The concern has been an issue mainly in Great Britain, where it is legal to buy and keep owls. In the United States, keeping owls as pets is illegal under most circumstances due to their protection under various federal, state, and local laws. In Great Britain, a snowy owl like Hedwig, who serves as Harry's messenger pet in the Harry Potter movie, can be bought for about £400. In the United States, what concerns the conservationists is something else. They consider the Alaska Refuge as one of the world's most primitive habitats. It is home to hundreds of wildlife species, including owls, polar bears, wolves, and millions of migratory birds. Some U.S. conservation groups hope the movie's popularity will make Hedwig a visible symbol for their efforts to ban oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The refuge is also an untouched oil field, and the Bush administration wants it open for drilling. The refuge and the precious wildlife would be lost if it is open to oil drilling. Snowy owls are one of the more than 140 bird species that call the refuge home. In preparation for the potential interest in owls generated by the Harry Potter film, Defenders of Wildlife has set up a website, www.saveowls.org, where visitors can learn more about various birds, as well as write President Bush a letter asking him not to drill for oil in the Arctic.